The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, Chad has put far too much thought into this. By the way, Push, throw that little survey out there. Ask if anybody knows of any cartoon dogs that walk on all four. And I can look at social media today.
You mean only on all four?
Yeah, only on all four. Because, right. You know, it's been on our observation.
I think a lot of them do. I think a lot
most of them walk upright. Yeah. But then I won't have to read about Antifa and George Soros. Yeah. I could just go to cartoon dogs.
Right.
But Chad says Snoopy is taller. My thought process, Snoopy was almost as tall as Charlie Brown.
But Charlie Brown was short as hell. Everybody, they're all kids, by the way. They're kids.
Brian is only slightly taller than Stewie. Stewie's a toddler. He would be shorter than Charlie Brown. This makes Brian shorter than Snoopy.
I still got to see him standing next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, sir. That's really the only way.
Well, you can
that
draw
actually makes perfect sense.
You can draw that.
It does.
I'll buy it. I'll buy it. But, you know,
I follow that.
We can't play who's taller unless we really know. And it's not listed anywhere, is it?
Well, we do know that children in schools of school age, as the Charlie Brown kids went to school, are generally older than are generally taller than toddlers.
True. Snoopy might be bigger than Brian. Yeah.
Yeah, but Snoopy's height went to the grave with Charles Schultz. Nobody will know for sure. Yeah.
Snoopy was tall enough to fly a plane. I mean,
yeah, but it was a small plane.
No, it was a.
Well, no, it was just,
World War II.
Yeah, it was
Sopwith Camel,
but it was in his imagination.
It was his doghouse. Sure. Well, his imagination.
Let's not get into that.
It may have been a modified cockpit too.
His doghouse flew.
If he could reach the pedals in the plane.
Like I say, modifications. You don't know.
We don't know.
The doghouse flew.
They don't go into detail about a modified cockpit.
Well,
which
you
is
could
my
ask,
theory.
You
the
could
doghouse
ask
flew. He fought a plane. The doghouse is what he flew.
Right.
You could ask Stewie how tall he is. You could does Snoopy talk?
Yeah. Well, you could ask.
No, Snoopy never did talk.
Seth MacFarlane. In fact, tweet that out to Seth. See if he gets back to us with an answer. How tall is Brian? And Stewie, for that matter, too.
Yeah, and see if he knows about Snoopy.
All right, yeah.
It's National Call Your Doctor Day.
Or we had a call from our doctor.
That helps.
Yeah. I'm sure the doctors just don't call them for no reason.
Yeah.
They're kind of busy. So it's kind of stupid.
That's
going to
suck for people working in those offices. Hey, just call to say hi.
No, I'm kind of busy here.
Some doctor just heard that and said, what?
I'm kind of busy here.
Don't call me.
That's funny.
You're familiar with the Mariana Trench?
That's the deepest part of any ocean, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. It's in the Atlantic, though, right?
No, it's in the Pacific.
Pacific?
Yep.
The bottom of the world, if you will, as far down as you can go. A kind of a cool little thing has been accomplished. Former astronaut Kathy Sullivan went down to the bottom of the Mariana Trench, making her the first woman to have made that trip and the first person to have been both at the bottom of the Earth and in space.
Oh.
That is pretty cool.
That's awesome. That, she's traveled further than anybody.
No one else can say that.
That's no one else. That's a cool record.
And then while she was 7 miles below the surface on the Mariana Trench.
7 miles.
Yeah, she called the International Space Station.
Man.
I'm not claustrophobic, but I would be there.
Really?
Technology.
They have good cell service in the Mariana Trench?
Well, she did.
I, you know,
probably not just her.
Mine cuts out when I go to my office.
I don't think it's her iPhone.
Yeah, they might have been using something different.
She's looking for the LTE in the corner.
Yeah.
Was she by herself?
No, I'm sure she had other people driving.
Seriously, though, the claustrophobia would manifest
itself.
It wouldn't
take 7 miles either, Push. It would take 100 feet, and I'd be claustrophobic, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get in the water.
Oh, yeah, they don't make really big bathyspheres.
No, those subs are usually pretty tight to start with.
And then
knowing that you're 7 miles below the surface of the ocean.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'd freak out.
It's just cold and dark.
What's the water pressure 7 miles beneath the ocean?
A lot.
It's got to be unreal.
Obviously, it would crush your skull in an instant.
Right.
Yes, in an instant.
Crushing your skull.
But there's creatures that live down there.
Yeah, but they're
like
strange.
The one fish with the lamp in front of his head.
Yeah.
That scary looking
they
thing.
They got their own lamp.
The
I like
water
it.
Pressure at the bottom of the Mariana Trench is 8 tons per square inch.
And what is it at sea level?
Less than that.
Yeah.
What's it in space?
Less than that.
Nothing.
No, which was your head?
Uranus.
Explode? There you go. What's the water pressure on Uranus?
Okay,
it depends.
Perfect.
Here you go, Todd. At the bottom of the trench, it's 8 tons per square inch, or about 1,000 times the standard atmospheric pressure at sea level.
How far down is the trench on Uranus?
Deep. Deep.
I know that.
What's she going to do now?
Yeah. Go sideways really far.
Yeah.
She's going to be the most person to ever go sideways that far.
She's going to be the first person to fall off the side of the flat Earth.
That's right. She has to go sideways really far. I'm not buying her record now.
She could go to Everest, the tallest place on Earth. And
pales in comparison.
Yeah, but she's been higher than
space.
Yeah. She's been higher than that.
Right, you can't beat space.
Right, I think it was sideways.
We do have a death to report. Nobody had her in the death pool.
Well, the Pointer Sisters, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sort of a Pointer Sister. After this Pointer Sister quit, the Pointer Sisters started having hits.
Yeah, is that the one?
Is that how it worked? Okay,
because there were 4 Pointer Sisters for a while.
Bonnie quit.
Right.
Yeah. Had one hit, I think.
Yeah, she was in the band. They had a hit.
Well, she had her own solo hit.
That's
right. She left the band. She had her own solo hit, and they started having hits.
Yeah, but she did. She was like the star of that band when she left, have her own stuff. That's right.
They weren't having the hits until she left.
But she had a solo hit, right.
Yeah, the musical group of Pointer
Sisters.
Nobody had her.
Right. She's the second Pointer Sister to die, right?
At least, yeah.
Pointer Sisters that we know, there were just 3 of them in that group.
Right.
And Bonnie was the outside.
So, Allen Iverson has a pretty good contract with Reebok.
I'd heard about this for years, because we had heard he was broke for a little bit. I mean, NBA broke. And then I remember him talking about this years ago, and still 10 years away, right?
Allen Iverson, when he turns 55 in 2030.
He's 45 right now.
Yeah. Good math.
No, I heard.
No, that's really bad math, isn't it? Oh, no.
No,
that's good.
It's actually correct.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I know it sounds stupid.
Seems pretty concrete.
But I had heard he gets this in 10 years, so that's why. Okay.
He gets $32 million from Reebok.
Yeah. He did it as a trust fund situation. Probably knowing he was going to blow it, right?
I don't know.
Is that why you did it that way?
Protect me from me.
Or maybe some of these companies, companies don't want to spend a bunch right away, so they say, we'll give you money in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe Reebok made him spend all the money.
Says here they pay him $800,000 a year.
Yeah. He's, like I said, he's
NBA. And he has to spend it all.
He's right. NBA broke.
Or he doesn't get any next year.
Right. Last year they re-released his rookie season shoes.
Yeah. He's an amazing ball player, man.
Very much so.
Hopefully he hasn't spent that money in advance.
Yeah, you're right. Because you can get loans just knowing that money's coming down the pike, right?
Oh, yeah. They'll line up to give you money if they know that's coming in.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The last cruise liner still carrying passengers has delivered its final 8 guests to a port of call.
This is crazy.
They were on there that long. The whole time.
Wow.
The whole pandemic, they've been there.
6 months.
Now, did they feed them, allow them to drink and hang out?
They had 75 workers on board.
And 8 guests?
Yeah.
That would suck to be the comedian on that ship.
Yeah, but
where do you work? You know where I work, man. We've been here for 6 months.
You doing a show this weekend? Nah, yeah, come on down.
The ship can carry up to 1,200 passengers, and
that's spooky, man.
Just before Christmas, they set sail on a 140-day cruise from Germany. In March, 36 passengers tested positive for the coronavirus in Western Australia. So they put those people quarantined in the local hospitals. Three people who were on the ship have since died. I don't know of why. Not necessarily from the virus.
Boredom?
Two male passengers, yeah. One age 69, 171, and a 42-year-old male crew member.
So you're telling me they let the people had lost somebody on the boat had to stay on the boat?
I don't know who these people are attached to.
Hey, I'm single now. My date died.
Well, there were only eight people left. The reason these eight people were there is because they could have left long ago.
Uh-huh.
But for health reasons or for whatever reason, they couldn't fly. And so they had to be driven by boat to where they were going.
That means they had to be old people, I bet.
So there was eight people that couldn't fly for whatever reason.
Did the boat just stay out in the ocean the whole time? Or just stay at a dock
somewhere?
Oh, yeah,
they were floating around.
Okay, that's better than a dock.
Is it?
Yeah.
How long before that industry comes back? If at all.
Soon. Their stock prices are already getting back to where
Trump,
they were. And
they bailed them out.
Why?
But now people aren't necessarily getting back on the ships themselves. I think they're still lagging.
You're right, Todd. Yeah. Because they license themselves to other countries.
Right, none of them are registered to the U.S. They're all registered to Panama, Singapore, Liberia.
Trump's got buddies that own these ships. You know that.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I docked it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you docked it all right.
Yeah, I docked it good.
That's an eternity to be on a cruise ship.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I mean, I never had any desire to get on one of those.
Anyway,
and now, certainly.
I've been on two. The longest one was a week, and we were stuck on the boat for, I think, 3.5 days, the end of that week as we were coming back into Los Angeles.
You didn't stop anywhere.
Didn't stop anywhere for 3.5 days, and it got long.
Did it?
I can't imagine 6 months.
No.
But if you're one of the eight, you go up to the crew like,
Baja, yep. California.
Well, the crew became passengers at that point, too.
Yeah,
all 78 weren't working all the whole time. They had to do. They could probably relax some of them.
Were you going up to somebody and be like, "Hey, the water slide's broken"? Like,
Greg,
dude,
would you yell at them?
Just let it go.
Shut up, bitch.
would you yell at somebody? They said there's too many hours of the day. They're stuck on that thing.
Oh God, not on that one. Perhaps
you give them a break on that.
I'd give them a break on that one. Because they might not have to go to work the next day.
Let's go play shuffleboard
again.
Just take that stick and hit me in the head as hard as you can.
That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised somebody didn't.
Just dive off.
Yeah, I'm done. Forget it.
You guys like the Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah. I don't eat them that much, but they're good.
I saw that instead of getting nachos at some places, you can get Flamin' Hot Cheetos with then the cheese sauce on it.
Oh Jesus.
Yes.
That sounds pretty good.
Oh my
yes, sir.
God.
Suck it, Jesus.
No,
I will take two.
Yeah. Do they make just the spice they put on Flamin' Hot Cheetos available?
Not aware of that.
You buy a bag and then you step on it.
Yeah. And Push knows how to do that.
That's actually right.
That's how you do that.
Right.
That's how you do
that. And then you bring it in for your buddies to eat.
Yeah.
And you put what on
that? Makes a good point.
And you put what do you put on top of that again?
Nacho cheese.
I eat peck of cheese.
I know you do.
That'd work too, I imagine.
I think I saw a recipe one time where they'd made like mac and cheese. And you know how some people put like a little crunchy crumble on top?
Oh, yeah.
They crunched up Flamin' Hot Cheetos over the top of the mac and cheese. And that looks awesome.
Oh.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, now Frito-Lay is coming out with Pepper Puffs. The new chips are now the hottest ever. It's a Cheeto that is in a pepper shape, doused in a very hot recipe of pepper puffs or whatever that is. Apparently it's hotter than the flaming hot.
All right.
Cheetos, and they've come up with a new thing now. So you can,
so they're the, are they the puffy Cheetos then?
Yes.
Oh, see, I'm not down with the puffy Cheetos.
No, I like the harder ones.
Crunchy. The crunchy Cheetos is where
I'm more into those. Too.
I would prefer the crunchy ones.
The puffy ones just like they just
melt in your mouth.
They become gummy and just gluey in your mouth.
Yeah, that texture is crap.
Right.
I would normally swear. It took me a second.
You're getting pretty good.
Good job, Nick.
You're getting pretty good.
Way to check up. That's close.
I haven't bleeped you in a long time.
Puss hates things that get gummy and gooey in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. No, he prefers it to be hard.
He likes it hard.
Well, he likes gooey, but
that's not true.
The gummy. Yeah.
He likes it hard
or gooey.
Hard and gooey.
I just know at one point here months ago, my wife bought one of those variety bags of the little bags of chips.
Yes.
And there were 3 bags of puffy Cheetos in there, and they were the last 3 in that bag.
Yeah, half life on those years.
Nobody was eating those. I grabbed the bag, I look at it,
I would still rather those than a lot of chips.
No, any kind of regular chip I eat over those. Yeah, that's fine.
See, I wouldn't. I'd go with the cheese.
That's a taste.
According to a new study, the best way to feel good
is alcohol or weed.
Not get out of bed in the morning?
Yeah. Sleeping in.
I really have no argument to that.
Yeah. Any of those. Sleeping in, alcohol, weed.
Well,
I know exercise and diet. I get
sex.
Sex. There you go.
No. You can do all those at the same time, except for sleeping in. Right. Well, I guess you could.
No, sex
and go back to sleep, right?
No. According to a new study, the best way to feel good is to volunteer to help others.
I've heard that.
Make yourself.
It feels good to volunteer, but actually doing the work doesn't feel good.
Useful. Making yourself useful.
It's all that about too.
Making yourself useful.
I've heard that too.
And when you volunteer, you make yourself useful.
The research led by a researcher at Harvard.
Oh, so it's a good school.
It is good.
Found that older adults over the age of 50 who regularly volunteer to help other people enjoyed an elevated sense of well-being. Routinely helping other people is associated with a lower overall risk of death, diminished odds of developing health complications, and higher levels of physical activity and exercise.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's about 2 hours a week, 100 hours per year to get these benefits.
2 hours a week?
That's a lot of volunteering. Yeah,
you're still dreading that the whole week.
You are.
Says the people that have too much time, and every day.
Todd does.
Every day.
Todd does.
There's too much time.
I don't
but
now.
2 hours in a week?
I'm back
in. That's too much.
I'm back into youth sports. My time is taken up now.
Yeah, I started golfing again, so there's just enough hours in the day. I think I'm the last avid golfer to get back in the fold.
I bet you were in this area for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Some of them never quit.
No, hell no.
Don't feel bad about it
the whole time.
They say that
now
humans.
Now he's shaking hands and hanging out with people's carts. You know.
Yeah, humans are social creatures by nature. That's what we got to deal with. It strengthens our bonds to others, helps us feel a sense of purpose and well-being, protects us from feelings of loneliness, depression, and hopelessness. Well, maybe we should start volunteering.
Yeah. Yeah, that's depressing right there.
Yeah, then you can find out more in the American Journal of Preventative Medicine.
Yeah, but couldn't you get all that social interaction from just hanging out with your buds?
Yeah, I guess you feel better if you help somebody as opposed to sitting around drinking with your buds. I like to try them both.
Yeah,
like drink with a homeless or something like that, you know?
Oh.
That way you can kill 2 birds. You're hanging out, talking to the homeless.
I'm volunteering to get you drunk, man.
Court-approved community service.
There you go.
That
I brought the beer.
Just a little risky.
Drinking with the homeless?
Yeah.
Well, because of COVID, everything's risky now.
Right. Well, you know, it's different than hanging out with a golfer. Right.
In normal world, drinking with the homeless would be fine.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Not in 2020 world.
Yeah. Most of the people I've golfed with have, health insurance.
Yeah. Doesn't mean they don't get COVID.
Oh, no. Of course it doesn't. And it doesn't mean all homeless people have the COVID.
No.
Or no health insurance.
Right.
But they probably don't have the
that
health insurance.
That would be weird.
Well, health insurance is not a right; it's a privilege. Remember that. I've had a guy tell me that before.
No, health care.
Yeah, health care is a privilege.
Health care is a privilege, not a right.
That's nice. That makes me feel good. All the kids that don't have health insurance.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They need bigger bootstraps. Right.
Damn right.
Post Malone is doing well in the wine business.
He's got his own wine
now. He's also got a record out with Tommy Lee that I don't want to hear ever. And Tommy Lee was bragging that it was ranked, made the top 40 at like 65 or something like that.
Does the
like, that's not good. That means people are hearing it, dude.
No, somebody's hearing it, too.
My daughter loves him.
Yeah, so is mine.
My son.
Totally.
You know,
it sucks, though. It's older than
all of your kids.
It's not good.
He really likes him.
He's wrong.
He knows how to write a hook.
Yeah. I've listened
or
to some.
Or rip off a hook, you mean.
Yeah, I recognize the hooks. But, you know, overall, I really don't get it. Yeah. I can't say I'm a fan.
And I don't know if she's, like,
if she thinks
he's attractive or what. Oh, she has, like, pictures of him up on her wall. Of, like,
by his own
he's a very homely-looking dude.
By his own admissions, he says that.
Face tattoos.
Is she going to get, you know, random, odd tattoos?
She wants one.
Yep. Amateur.
Not in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Post Malone on your face tattoos.
It's dumb.
I know.
He's like, why can't I get a face tattoo? Why do I have to wait to get a tattoo? Because you want to get dumb tattoos.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No face tattoo.
She wanted to get something tattooed on the inside of her lip, too.
Ow.
Yeah. So hopefully she decides against that before old enough to go sign for her own tattoo.
Supposed to originally, or I'm sorry, officially released his own French rosé, and they sold 50,000 bottles in 2 days during its pre-sale. However, apparently it's not a bad rosé. Wine.com rated it a 90 overall. It is now available online in almost all states, including Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas.
Can any of his fans drink? I'm serious. I mean, he's really big with the kids, man.
Yeah,
my daughter's only 17. She ain't, you know.
My son's older than 17.
She ain't buying this.
The regular bottle will cost you about $22.
Nah.
No.
Twice that will cost you $45. Twice that will cost you $90.
Thanks for the math.
Well, that's how they have it, a 750, a 1.5, and a 3, liter.
Oh, I thought you meant just buying more bottles would cost you more.
You know, every rock star and pop star all goes into the some sort of wine business. Some of it has to not sell. I mean, everybody can't be doing well with these businesses.
Right.
You know,
that doesn't make news as much.
No, it doesn't. You would think that somebody would say, oh, yeah, we could discontinue our wine because nobody's drinking, you know. I don't know,
everybody's got alcohol.
Five Finger Death Punch, spiked lemonade.
Whiskey, tequila, beer, whatever.
Startup money's a lot of money for those things.
Yeah, well, they're not selling records.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, I think a lot of those, it's somebody's making the booze, and then they get the band to slap their name on.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a partnership.
Mm-hmm, right.
I don't think the bands have to front the startup money
everything. Probably not.
No, they got investors, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Find Wolf Mother. See if they like this bourbon.
Wolf Mother bourbon. That sounds actually pretty good.
It does.
It's because it's called Wolf Mother.
Post Malone has a Doritos commercial. I've not seen that.
Yeah. Well, you'd know it.
I just saw that air yesterday. It's weird. I think that dude since then he shaved his head and put like, I think he's looking for more real estate for tattoos on his head.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a bunch of like skeletons
on his skull.
Yeah, he got a new
one on his gourd
and
shaved his head some too. So that you could see it nicely. That's the latest one that he's very proud of.
Whatever.
He says that he got his face tattoos because he doesn't think he's particularly attractive.
I heard him say that, yeah.
And that's going to make it better?
Well, yes, he says. Well,
there's a bunch of people like that stuff, and we're not talking to them.
He could have painted his face like Kiss. Right. Just washed it off at the end of the day.
Yeah, right.
Well, then he still has to look at it.
It's all about Kiss.
True.
He doesn't want to look at his mug.
It's all about Kiss, right?
It's all about
like my wife.
It's all about Kiss with you.
Well, everything eventually circles back there.
Yeah,
I think with everyone. It should.
Yeah.
We've been missing it. We've been missing out this whole time.
It's been there the whole time.
Yeah. It's our version of a conspiracy theory.
It's all about Kiss. Nick.
No.
But he's definitely got some self-esteem issues if he wants to do that to his face.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.